California's recent wildfires burned hundreds of homes. Residents are struggling to rebuild their lives. For undocumented workers, many of whom don't have insurance or savings, it's even more difficult to recover. Leslie McClurg of Capital Public Radio reports on a family whose immigration status compounds their losses from the Valley Fire north of Napa.
Patricia Madrigal unloads donated clothes into her new temporary home, a yellow dome tent at a campground outside of the small community of Middletown.
We lost everything because we couldn't salvage anything.
Madrigal's eyes fill with tears.
It was all of a sudden. We were living in the moment because it was so traumatic.
Madrigal moved to California from Mexico illegally 7 years ago. Since that time, she's washed dishes for a retreat center. Now that center and Madrigal's home are ashes.
The little that we had is gone.
Including her Mexican marriage license, her daughter's birth certificate, and any proof that the family has lived in the U.S. She's contacted the Mexican consulate to see if duplicates can be made. But so far, the process has been overwhelming.
I'm so sad for what happened. We never imagined this.
Madrigal's 19-year-old daughter, Jacqueline Burgueño, sits hunched over an ice chest just outside her tent, listening to her mom cry. Burgueño was home alone when she was evacuated.
I didn't get anything. I was too nervous to grab anything.
Including her work permit and her social security card. Burgueño was born in Tijuana, but she has temporary legal status under the federal policy Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. She expects she'll be out of work for at least 2 months while new documents are processed. And that leaves her wondering how she'll continue to pay for nursing school.
I was thinking of getting like a full-time job and see how it could help.
You mean like drop out of school?
That could be a possibility. I don't want to.
And here we're so the Latino family right here.
Ah, wow. Veronica McGee volunteers as a translator for homeless Spanish-speaking families. She's driving to the area of Middletown where many Latinos once lived.
All the apartment, you can see that it's just powder.
Powder is a really good description.
Literally.
She points to an ash-covered lot. The skeleton of a truck sits in what used to be a driveway.
Look at this.
A statue of St. Francis of Assisi stands in the ashes next to a rusty tricycle. Later that night, McGee is translating at a community meeting at the local elementary school. FEMA representatives are on hand to talk to victims about available aid. Families listen attentively. There's a palpable fear in the air. FEMA Rep. Alan Anderson assures them he won't turn them into immigration authorities.
Our concern is to keep a safe, sanitary roof above your head.
Anderson tells them it's safe to list their full names on forms.
If you have one legal family member in the household, we can register you. That could be even a three-day-old baby.
Despite those reassurances, Patricia Madrigal is terrified that she'll be deported to Michoacán, where she's from in Mexico.
There's lots of killings where we are from. There's lots of violence. There's no justice or security. There's nothing there.
Madrigal takes the FEMA forms and says she'll consider filling them out back at the campground. For NPR News, I'm Leslie McClurg in Middletown, California.